Straight into Tamman?
Yeah.
Tamman Sursok joins us right now. Morning, Tamman.
Hey, Tamman.
Good morning. We've been up early today. How are you guys?
Yeah, well, we're up so early all the time. Yeah. That is just the, it's the job.
Yeah.
Hey, Tamman, you recently...
Well, when you have kids, you're yes. getting up so early. Like you... 5 a.m., 4 a.m.
I feel like the last time I spoke to you, you had an Australian accent, and then I realized it's been 15 years and you've been living in America the whole time, and it sounds like it's stuck a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. There's a whole long story that I talk about probably almost like every interview. But yeah, there's a whole big story about it. But yeah, this is kind of like it's a mix now. So just is what it is now.
Well, Tamman, I go to Bali for 2 weeks and I come back with a Balinese accent. So I can...
Exactly. So imagine being somewhere for 16 years, right?
I can relate. I get you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hey, Tamman, I'm loving that you're working with Mae Gibbs now. You're back in Australia and you get to work with your daughters. That must be, like, as a mum, that must be just the icing on the cake.
Yeah, you know, it's like there's so much nostalgia for me with the brand. Like, you know, I used to, with my mom, read the books and talk about Australia. And we talked about, you know, the Gum Nut Baby, Snuggle Pot and Cuddle Pie. Mm-hmm. And I used to dream about the adventures that I would go on in my life. And yeah, it just feels so surreal to now have my daughter who's learning how to read and, you know, my other daughter who's obviously very much into books and pictures. To be, you know, to be handing that down in a way. So it's just been a really amazing experience. And I just, again, the word is surreal. It feels very surreal and very nostalgic, that's for sure.
How much creative license do you give your kids in this regard? Do you let them know that you're still in charge here? Because if you let the kids do anything, it could be a very interesting range.
Look, I think that there's a little bit of both. I think that, you know, childhood imagination is so incredible. And as we get older and as adults, we get limited sometimes in our imaginations. And I think that to connect with other kids and for kids to be also reading this, you have to have an injection of that childhood sort of, you know, dance and imagination that the kids bring. So it's a little bit of both. I mean, my three-year-old, I have one that's almost three. So like, I don't think she's really that in tune with what she wants. But my seven-year-old, my eight-year-old is definitely very creative. And she definitely knows what she wants, that's for sure.
Tamman, with your three-year-old, I've got to ask, because my little Henry is turning three in March next year. And he does this thing at the moment where he is so full of beans and talking nonstop and lots of conversation. But as soon as you go to take a photo of him, he gets really shy.
Yeah.
And he'll like hide in my bosom to get away from a camera.
Yeah.
Now, is your three-year-old, how did your three-year-old go, you know, being on a set and there's, I'm guessing, photographers and probably cameras in her face? Was she okay with that?
My kids have grown up, you know, I've been in this business for 20 years. My husband's a director. He's on set all the time. Mm. I mean, this is kind of all they know. It's all they love. I mean, I'm not going to put my kids, you know, they're allowed to do things that I do, but I'm not putting my kids like into childhood modeling or childhood act. Not that there's anything wrong, like when people make that decision, if that works for their family. But for me, like I've seen the pitfalls sometimes of like, you know, being an actress or whatever too young. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of affected me in certain ways as I've gotten older. So, you know, they can do it with us. My 7-8-year-old really wants to be in movies. She really wants to be in TV shows. She wants to be in magazines. But I feel personally like it's a little too young. I think like let the kids be the kids. And so when we do it, they're super excited to be involved. It's like, you know, you can't get the camera. They follow the camera. They want the camera. Like the complete opposite. It's what they've been around. It's all they know. We do photo shoots all the time. from my job, you know. So, yeah, they love it.
There'd be kids out there that, I mean, phones are cameras now, and they're so, you know, they know their way around it. Like, they just wild. Grow up with it, and yeah. they're so used to it. So yeah. we all have that sort of camera shoved in our face now as kids.
The other
parents.
Thing, too, is that, like, yeah. you're on set with them, and so, you know, mum's the boss and the boss is there, so they can't muck up too much.
Well, we actually, which is a little tip, if you ever have kids in front of the camera, it's actually really not great if the parents are around. If mm-hmm. there's ever photos or if they're ever being, like if they're on a TV, whatever it is, because they actually perform differently when the parents are there, and they definitely, they play up when the parents are there. So if we ever doing like for the May Gives campaign when we did the photographs, like we really were not in the background.
Oh,
we
wow.
let the kids just kind of run around with the photographer, and they kind of felt safe, and they had that sort of that they felt like they could be themselves, not with their parents watching over them. So it was actually really magical to see what the camera was able to capture without us like right behind them, you know, without us telling them what to do. So I find like it's much easier when we're not there.
That's a great tip. Maybe that's where I've been going wrong.
Kids gone wild on set. It sounds like. Sounds like to me. Hey, Tamman, I have to ask you a Pretty Little Lies question because my wife is the biggest fan ever and she watches it on repeat, and I've been roped into the show, so now I know exactly what happens. And I just want to know, were you happy with the ending? Were you happy with the way the show ended?
Look, it was so much pressure, right? The show
yes.
was one of the biggest shows in the U.S. I mean, it definitely caught fire here, but it was massive in America. So, you know, there was so many, like, there's so much, like, fandom and so many people tweeting it. Like, it was a million tweets, like, a minute or something on Twitter. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of opinions, a lot of theories, a lot of ways that you have to wrap up. I think that it was a difficult job for the producers and writers because, you know, they had to tie up 8 years of a store of stories into like one episode. Look, I mean, would I have loved for people who don't know the show, they're like, what are you talking about? Would I have loved to have been like Arya, like one of the main characters or one of the parents or, you know, of course, or even me, my character, that would have been great. Someone that you really knew and loved for it to have been, and I'm not going to give a spoiler, someone that you kind of knew, but was sort of someone new like, that just got brought into the show, I think could have been disappointing for fans. But again, it's a really hard job, like to be able to really finish a show on a high after 8 years. So I think everyone was a little disappointed, but then they were also happy to see, you know, the show come to like its pinnacle and end in a good way. And we ended on top, you know, like the show could have gone on probably for another 5 years.
Yeah. I'm always fascinated to know what
we all decided that, yeah, we all decided together collectively that, you know, we think that the show should end on top. And when everyone's super excited about it and would rewatch the show, because you don't want to end a show when, you know, you're in season 16 or whatever it is, and people just aren't that interested. So that's kind of was a collective decision.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated to know what the actors think when a show that you're so invested in for so long and how it ends, because you would have some sort of feelings towards it. I just got to know one more thing. When you're blind in the show, are you a method actor and you shut your eyes and go blind, or can you actually see out of those glasses on?
Well, I don't go blind, but I definitely, I definitely shut my eyes for most of those things. And that was mainly because you have to be careful if you're playing a character like that who's visually impaired, like when you're on set and your eyes are open, you'll do something that is just subconscious, right? You'll reach for the coffee cup, or you'll like look at someone in the eye by accident if you're just you're daydreaming on set or whatever it is, if you're not like completely in it. So for me, I just made sure that my eyes were shut the entire time so that I was actually searching for things when I was walking, and I was actually trying to feel my way around the room. I wouldn't say it was method acting, but it definitely helped me get into the character without sort of feeling like I was actually really feeling like the character was, if that makes sense.
That is so fascinating. Yeah, spent 8 years of your life with your eyes closed at work. That's really intense.
Well, I wasn't on set for 8 years. But yeah.
look, if you've not seen the show yet, it's a big show and the people that love it absolutely love it. So maybe one for people to get onto if you've not seen it yet. Pretty Little Lies. Hey, Tamin, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. All the best with the range, which is hitting stores and can get out and get it just in time for Christmas. Big W is one of the major retailers who will be stocking it. So we highly encourage everyone to go out and take a look for yourself.
Yeah, and it's good to have you back in Australia.
Yeah, it's been nice. It was supposed to, I came in for a film and then the border shut. So I hadn't seen my parents for 2.5 years. So we were like, you know what, we're going to stay here. And then hopefully the TV show I'm supposed to be shooting will start up in January. So I'm going to be here for hopefully a lot longer.
It's great to have you back on our shores. Tamin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the time, mate.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.